So yeah. That situation, they probably were sitting there thinking, this was a great time.
Yeah.
And I do think you're great and wonderful. Yeah. And the you're really great speech. Did you ever get that speech?
Oh my God. I feel
that's
like,
the worst speech in the world.
Those are the only speeches I get.
Yes. And every time you're like, why? Where's the line? And why am I still always the you're really great, but why is it not just
Yeah, it's so crazy. I just tweeted like a week or so ago. It was like, guys in my 20s, guys have always told me how pretty, hot and cool and like funny I am as they're breaking up with me. Like that's when they really...
That's always when it is. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Shooters Gotta Shoot. I am your host, Erica Spera, and I've got a great guest for you guys this week. But first, as always, if you're listening to us and you want to watch us, head over to the YouTube page, okay? We're at over 2,000 subscribers. We're having a fun time over here, and you'll get to see the full video. Sometimes we pull up some TikToks and such. So head on over there, subscribe, check out some episodes. And even more so, if you want to support the show, you can join our Patreon, which is patreon.com/shootersgottashoot. As you know, I switched the main pod. We're only every other week, but Patreon is every week. I'm answering your questions, giving you all the juice behind the scenes. So patreon.com/shootersgottashoot. So without further ado, again, we can't do music anymore because of copyright. That's the downside of YouTube. Anyway,
damn it.
My next guest coming to the show, she's a very funny comic all over New York City. Please bring your hands together for Elle Orlando.
Yo, yay. Woo. Thanks for having me.
Yes, thank you for coming to the show.
Hell yeah.
All right.
The show rocks, I know, because I am low-key an employee.
Ellis helped me pick some clips, all right? I got behind on the show. Everybody knows I got behind. Fortunately, Ellis is currently unemployed, so she helped me out a little bit recently.
Yeah.
And I appreciate it. So I was like, I got to have you on the show anyway.
Hell yeah. So
another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
That's some fun combos and stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
So as you know, it's Shooters Gotta Shoot.
Yeah.
You've watched. I'm curious, do you have any shooting your shot stories?
Man, yeah. But I've when I was thinking about it, I was like, I have missed my shot. I've definitely shot my shot once, I think, in my life, which is fucked up. Now that when I was thinking about it, I'm like, wow, I'm such a pussy.
Like only once you really feel like you made a move.
I know. And I think it's because I'm always so, my whole life, I've always been terrified of like men thinking I'm crazy, which is like, Elle, how crazy are you? You know? That's like my biggest fear. Yeah. And so if any guy has ever given me any indication, like not into it, I'm gone. Like,
well, yeah.
Ghost. Like I don't know. I feel like there's been some times where it's like, okay, yeah, you could have at least like had some like dialogue about like something. But like if a guy is just like over, I don't even ask questions. I'm just like gone. But whatever. This one time, like it was a while ago, I was just like really into this guy. And classic, he was like, I do not want a relationship.
Yep.
And I was like, yeah, perfect. Because me neither. And then...
Is that true or false?
It was okay. It was true at the time, but then I was like, I don't know. I wonder what the difference is between men and women. Because when we started hanging out, I was like, oh, we're hanging out for like 7 hours on end, mm-hmm. and we're having a great time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why wouldn't you like me? You know, at this point.
Yep, been there.
And so then I caught feelings, but it was also like, I love to play the game, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Enjoy the game.
I fucking love it.
How old are you?
I'm 29.
Okay. You're going to get sick of the 22. Game real quick. But yeah. Enjoy it now.
I'm already, I've been so burned. I don't know why I'm like, let's do it again.
That's what it takes, though. It takes one person that really burns you and you're like, I am never hearing that. Dude, I'm not looking for a relationship line ever again.
Ever.
Ever
I'm
again.
Just so stupid. But I was just like.
No, we all have done this, by the way. That's the last person I was like actually seeing for a while. Same thing.
Yeah.
And started casual, was exactly what I wanted. Feelings came up, and then things got confusing. And then I was a mess at the end. I was like, well, that was dumb.
That you walked was right horrible. Into it. Yeah. I know. Mm-hmm. And you know it's happening, too. There's all these red flags, and you're like, oh, I don't know. I'm just going to put some, like, goggles on or something and pretend I don't see them.
Maybe it'll change their mind.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll change their mind.
Or I don't know. I just have this thing in my head, and it's always been, like, an ego thing. Like, I always seek out, like, the underdog guy or the person in the corner, someone who like absolutely does not like me. And I'm like, that's who I want.
Interesting.
Anyways, so I'm trying to make this guy fall in love with me. And I honestly think, you know, he was catching some type of feelings because then he cut it off completely. Right. Mm. And then he was like, sorry, I can't do this anymore. And I was just like, no, I was so close.
Oh, really?
I was like, no. And then I was like, okay, fine. Like, I didn't even ask, like, what happened at the time when he, like, texted me, like, no more.
Oh, it was just a text ending.
It was just like, I can't anymore. Just
how long were you kind of seeing each other?
I think for, like, 6 months.
Mm, yeah.
On and off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, you'd know by then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so then I was like, okay. And then, I didn't say anything. And then like 2 months go by because I think like I was like, he's going to come back. He never did. Not in those 2 months. And I was so certain that I was like, dude, I got to send a follow up text. I have to know what happened. And I really thought that. And I knew if I didn't tell him any of my friends I was doing this because I knew if I told them, they'd be like, L, no, bad. And I was like, I'm not going to tell anyone. Mm. I'm just going to do it. And it was like, oh, it was so corny. It was like, I know this is out of the blue. One of those tags. Oh, okay. My God. I'm so embarrassed. But I basically was like, I just want to know, like, what, like, anything, like, what happened? Like, you weren't into it anymore. Or I just, like, want a reason.
Yeah, was there a reason?
Was there
a reason?
Which
I feel is fair to ask. That's not a crazy thing to do.
Or, like, whatever. And no response.
No answer.
Never.
And this isn't someone you'll, like, run into either.
No, I did.
Oh,
a couple
did?
Times.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And then they acted like they're, like, everything's cool. Like, obviously, we never, like, talked about that. But,
wow.
Like, I was like, wow. But, you know, that did throw me for a loop, a little mental loop for sure, but.
Are you still following them on social media and whatnot or no?
No, I unfollowed, blocked. I was like.
Immediately
never,
or
yeah.
after the text?
After the text.
Yeah,
yeah
okay.
After
all
I
right.
realized there was never going to be like a
follow
up.
Like hard close. Okay.
I was, hard close, embarrassed. I think it was like. But at the same time, like, whenever there's been a couple times where I do that, like, I just, like, end things with a guy and they've asked for some clarity. And I don't care. I'm like, yeah, I just didn't feel the chemistry.
Yeah. No, I've had people ask and I think it's totally reasonable. I don't think it's crazy because for someone to just end it,
yeah.
It's totally fair to ask, was there anything specifically I did or in general? And, yeah, even if you just give me the vague answer, like, look, I don't see it going that way, or I don't want you to be my girlfriend, whatever. It's not really a reason, but it's something.
Yeah.
Not answering is shitty.
Yeah, and it's...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I think it's some people have that like I'm too afraid to answer because, you know, then I'm going to have to tell them the truth. And then if I run into them again, it's going to be all awkward. But it's like, that is so much better to do than just to like ghost completely and then pretend everything's cool. Like that's weird.
I mean, I find most people ghost when they literally say, I just didn't know what to reply. So that situation, they probably were sitting there thinking, this was a great time.
Yeah.
And I do think you're great and wonderful. Yeah. And the you're really great speech. Did you ever get that speech?
Oh my God. I feel
that's
like
that's the worst speech in the world.
Those are the only speeches I get.
Yes. And every time you're like, why? Where's the line? And why am I still always the you're really great, but why is it not just
it's so continue? Crazy. I just tweeted like a week or so ago. It was like, guys in my 20s, guys have always told me how pretty, hot, and cool and like funny I am as they're breaking up with me. Like that's when they really.
That's always when it is.
You're right.
Of course, that's been my whole history as
it's
well.
It's so weird.
And you're always like, I don't know what else to do. And I've also had the thought of, I'm not crazy. I'm not doing anything out of line. I'm not making a scene.
Yeah.
And then you see women who do and you're like, oh, they're the ones in relationships. So it almost makes you be like, I think they want a little crazy.
Yeah.
I think they don't like that I'm calm and just like, okay, all right.
Hell no. No way. I feel like
not demanding. I don't know.
I don't know. It's hard to speak for everybody, but I feel like some guys like a little crazy. They act like they want like a chill, mature relationship, but I think they want someone.
Well, it's like
kind of batshit sometimes.
There's so many dating moves and rules, and we've like talked about them on the show.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And a lot of them are toxic and they're playing a game.
Yeah.
But a lot of us want a little game and a little excitement in the beginning.
Yeah.
Specifically men. It like ups the whole chase game bullshit.
Yeah.
But
true.
Obviously, if that's forever through the whole relationship, then they get tired of it.
Yeah. Someone has to get tired of it. I mean, I don't know. I feel like eventually I get tired of the games, and that's and I get to a point where I either am like, okay, I actually don't like you. I just like the game and whatever. But I hate my ego. I always like to be the one to end it. Like,
oh, of course.
It's so annoying. I'm like, El, just don't fucking play with that person if that's the only thing you want out of it. Like,
I had that. Right? The last person that ended it with me, I was like, I'm too good for you. You know, like I was sitting there being like, what?
Yeah.
You don't want me. You came on to me in the beginning. This wasn't even me.
Yeah.
I didn't even start this whole thing. Yeah. It's like you finally convinced me. And then once I got convinced, you were like, I don't want it anymore.
Yeah.
Which, again, is that someone that just likes the chase in the game? Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. Because I feel like that's always been with the trend, too, of the you're really great speech.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, I had to get convinced into this.
I know.
A little bit. I had friends in my ear talking about, oh, well, he's a really great guy, and oh, he does all this stuff. Yeah. And then you're finally like, okay, I'll give it a shot. And then they dump you.
Yeah.
And you're like, why did I ever give this person a chance? Why?
I know.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Funny, I remember a conversation we had a long time ago of you said if you ever hook up with a guy, you immediately mute him on all social media.
Yeah, totally.
That's a move.
Oh, yeah. I try to make you.
<Fonzie's giggling. laughs>
I'm so, like, crazy. I truly am, I think. I do everything in my power to make it seem like I don't care. I don't even know you exist when I'm like, don't look at the cell phone, Al. I'm crazy, dude.
So that move is literally like, I hook up with you and you almost want them to be like, man, she's not even looking at my stories.
Exactly.
Not even one like on a pic.
Nope. You'll never find me in their content at all. And
you're almost like, I don't want this traced back.
Exactly. Yeah. But then I don't even know if that works with guys. It works for on me when guys do that to me. I'm like, why the fuck are they not?
I mean,
posted the hottest picture in my goddamn life.
Well, yeah, especially if they're liking everything.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, nothing.
Yeah, I know.
You're like, where'd you go? What happened?
Yeah.
What are you doing? I thought that was a very interesting move. And you don't cave to even watching the story? Because it's hard to not cave. I have people muted, but I cave every once in a while.
I think I'll start to cave if I start to feel like they actually like me back. And it's like past maybe the games stage a little bit.
Interesting.
Or like whenever I just think it's like, okay, now we can be normal people. We don't have to do like the games anymore. But I think at first I play pretty hard. Dude. And sometimes this is when I fucking burned my shot. Sometimes, well, I guess this isn't on the same topic per se, but there have been guys that have like approached me in public and just like this happened twice, but they were both like the hottest guy I've ever seen in my life. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what was happening. And one sat down next to me and he was like a hot grizzly man, you know, had the beard, was like 7 feet tall.
Is this your type?
He can be. Yeah. Holy shit. Yeah.
This one was. Okay.
Oh my God. Everyone talks about how they hate the fishing. I mean, I like a guy who can fish if it's not like those like lame finance, like, you know, hinge hoes.
The whole, oh, he's got a picture holding a fish thing.
Yeah.
It's so overdone. It's so hacky.
Yeah.
I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
It's a great hobby for a man to have.
It is so sexy.
Great
fly
hobby.
Fishing. Are you kidding me? Have you seen? They go like, It's
really?
A whole thing. Yeah. It's
I don't watch the videos. I just think of it as like, that's a hobby he has that he goes where there is no other women.
Hot.
So I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
He has access to someone's boat.
Yeah.
All right. And it's a hobby where he's not bothering me.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not. That's a great hobby in a marriage.
Yeah.
You want to go on your boat a couple hours with your one friend and sit in silence? Go do it.
Totally.
Have a good time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And then it's like they're in the mountains. Like how a guy is the hottest he can possibly be when he's like in a river in a mountain. I'm like, that's holy shit, guys. What are we doing here?
Mm-hmm. And men never take pictures of themselves.
Never.
They really don't. So the only times they do is when they accomplish something.
Yeah.
So they caught the fish. They took a picture. But like people are like, holding the fish. And I'm like, I've seen some hotties with a shirt off holding a fish.
Yeah.
And I was not mad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Cool.
Like, are you really mad about the fish or are you just mad you're not attracted to this man?
Yeah.
What is it?
Or you don't have any material to write about.
I mean, it's just, I'm so sick of people shitting on the fish thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, how about we start shitting on the golf course thing?
Yeah. Because
that's also very common.
True.
And annoying.
We are pro fish here.
Pro fish. Pro fishermen.
What was I saying?
Come and get
it. Okay. So this fucking mountain man sits next to me. He's trying to talk to me. He's trying to say, because I was actually at the salon and he came in with a girl and I was waiting
Bizarre.
To like, I know.
Another woman.
I know. And he sat down. He's like, yeah, I'm here with my sister. I'm just like waiting for her and her boyfriend. What's your name? What are you doing tonight?
Wow.
And he was so hot that I was just like, I wasn't even looking at him. And I was just like, I don't know what my name's Al. Like, acting like he was
really?
Repulsive.
Wow.
And he just got up and like walked away.
No.
I ruined it.
You don't think just ask a question? Like,
no.
Are you visiting? That'd be my first question. Is this a brother visiting? Like, why else are you running errands with your sister? You
I know? Know. Yeah, that's true.
Because that would be my assume. A nice burly lumberjack
know,
man. They're not in New York.
That's true.
And then that could have been a perfect, perfect fling of a night.
Fuck. I ruined my chance. I don't know why I do this. I get so nervous sometimes.
I get it though.
Yeah.
Man, dudes outside the city are built different.
They are.
They're built different.
And they're like, I like you. And I'm like, okay. And they're like, okay, so let's date. I'm like, what? What is wrong with you?
Like, it's not that easy.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're trying to trick me, but it's never that easy.
Dude, I went to LA. It was so crazy. Everyone there is married in LA.
Really?
Like, everyone.
Don't tell me that.
What?
I'm going out there.
You are?
Yeah. Oh, don't tell me that.
Oh,
everyone's married?
Okay. Yeah, it's so weird.
What? Did you open dating apps at all or anything?
No, but like whenever I went, not that I was like looking to like hook up with someone, but like, I mean, all the comics, but like all like just like random people I would meet, like my friends' friends, like they're all married. I'm like, is this a thing? Like LA, you just get married? It's so weird.
I mean, the town in general seems like a much more not drinking town. Not staying out late town.
Yeah.
Early rising, going to hike town.
Yeah.
And I think those things naturally make it a little more conducive to relationships.
Yeah.
Because same thing if I think of my closest comedian friends, the people out there are typically in a relationship as opposed to single. Mm-hmm. There's still plenty of single friends, trust me. But they're always like, yeah, this is, people don't stay out that late here.
Yeah.
Like, stuff's not open that late. People don't eat late. They're all about health. It's like, on the health front alone, it does seem like, yeah, if you're trying to be that person, like, picking up girls at the club, you literally need to be almost famous.
Yeah.
Is what it feels like.
That makes sense. I guess it does sound conducive to, like, just, like, marriage life people.
A little more, you know?
Yeah.
You got a car.
You got a car.
Beautiful scenery.
Yeah.
You know?
Dude.
You're like, I could have a kid here. It doesn't seem as hard.
Yeah. Well, that's the answer. This one guy, he was, like, I met, he was like 35. He was on his third wife. I was like, God damn.
Third. Okay, well, that's a separate thing going on over there. Oh my God.
I was like, okay, that's what's up. Yeah.
But I can't believe this is your shooting your shot story. Is you already hooking up with a man for 6 months and then you finally were like, hey, did I do something?
And then,
why not?
Oh, I guess that was my shooting. That's
there really
so
is no other time. Because I'm like, say you are interested in someone. I mean, you just told this story, you got nervous. But do you feel like you have a move at all? You're out, some guy's kind of cute talking to you at a party.
No, I don't think, because I think my move, I feel like I should always just wait for them, because I'm like, oh, if they actually
interesting
would want to like go on a date with me, they would say something or whatever. And so I'm just like, oh, if they don't ask, then they're not interested. I guess there was this one time, this was crazy. I didn't really shoot my shot, but this was the extent of me ever shooting my shot like that. I was walking on the street. I was going to the gutter, and there was this really hot guy, and I pass him, and then we make eye contact. And I was like, this is it. I'm just going to fucking approach him. But then I kept walking, and then I turn around, and he's staring at me, and we're staring at each other.
Okay.
And we're like smiling, and I'm like, I can't. I just couldn't bring myself to walk towards him or say anything. And so I was like, if he wants to say anything, he'll just be like, he'll walk towards me or something. And then he didn't. So I was like, okay, I guess I'm just gonna go to the gutter. And then I go to the gutter, I meet my friend, and she was just like, oh, like, I'm meeting my friend and her husband from LA. They're gonna like come hang with us. And I was like, cool. And then they come in 30 minutes. It's that fucking guy. It's the guy.
Husband?
The husband is my friend's husband.
The guy that you stared at.
The guy that we fucking locked eyes with on the street.
That's terrifying.
It was outside this really fancy restaurant called like Lilia or something in Williamsburg.
Oh, I've heard of that place. Very hard. It's Italian. Very hard to get a reservation. Yeah.
And then.
Do you think he knew he was meeting up with you? He's like, is that the girl? That's my wife's friend or something? I've never
met them before.
Oh.
I was just going to meet my friend, and she was like, yeah, my friend from LA and her husband.
Oh, that feels like
wasn't that
dirty,
fucked up?
Weird.
And I was like, oh my God, I cannot ever flirt with anybody on the street. Yeah. I don't know what home I'm going to break. Like,
Okay. Well, it's interesting. So much advice I've gone over is basically telling women to do what you naturally do, which is pretty much initiate nothing.
Initiate nothing? What do you mean?
Yeah. Like, don't be the first to speak in that scenario. You catch eyes. It's like, okay, you can come over here.
Yeah, yeah.
Like very, oh, they got to have the chase situation.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Because have you, I guess, had any like long-term relationships?
Yeah, I had one. I think it was like 5 years long. So that was
5 years long. Yeah. Was that a college one or post-college?
It was like during college and then after college.
Wow, 5 years.
I know, crazy.
Why that end?
Well, it was long distance and it wasn't supposed to be long. Well, it started in long distance. And then eventually, like when I graduated college, like he was supposed to like move to Chicago and then he didn't. And then I was like, okay, well, moving to New York, so you should come with. And then he didn't. He moved to fucking, I probably shouldn't say the real state, but like fucking Denver or whatever.
Okay.
He moved to Denver. And then I was like, okay, well, are you going to like move to New York? And he's like, yeah, I'm moving next year. And then I wait a year. And then the next year,
he's like,
I'm moving next year. And I'm like, what is happening? I'm like, I'm not going to.
This is bizarre.
Right.
And then, you were together this whole time? Not like, dating other people?
Sometimes on and off.
Yeah. I was going to say, I'd be furious if I was, you know, locked into somebody that wasn't here and then they were giving me some bullshit communication.
Yeah.
Or like, how often would you even see each other if you live distance?
Like 3 times a year. It was weird. Oof. Yeah, it was kind of weird.
Yeah, that's awful.
Yeah, but the thing is, he really loved me. I just
I don't know if he did, Elle. He wouldn't vote. I don't think he did. You broke up a handful of times.
He was obsessed.
He was lying to you. I hate to be the bearer of bad news.
Obsession is a fickle thing. Oh my God.
Okay, yes, it's like, so we can love people and not treat them well.
Yeah.
Obviously, I've seen male people I know do it. But yeah, no. I don't think that's the one that got away. I think you're all right. You'll be fine.
I broke up with him.
Well, as long as you got to call it, then it's fine. Then it's totally fine.
I mean, honestly, it could have been a 3-year relationship for me, but he just kept on being like, I'm gonna move. So I was like, I guess he's gonna move. Mm. But then I was like, I feel like I'm just gonna be in like a 10-year long distance relationship, you know, if I don't break it off.
Yeah, this really had no direction, is what I'm hearing.
No,
whatsoever.
None.
Okay.
I'm so gullible.
So as I said, we sometimes do rules and stuff on the pod. So I am curious. I have your little muting rule, kind of, that you do after a hookup, which I don't blame you on this. If you're someone that has anxiety or starts like obsessively looking at stuff, probably for the best. Or I've had people, they do that because they don't want to block them after a breakup. And I'm like, just get them out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
Any other things you say you typically do?
When dating.
Like post-breakups, while you're dating. Any hard rules?
Post-breakup, I always like block. Always. Yeah. I think it's really crazy if you don't block. Even if you move, like, you need to block someone. You need them completely, like, delete their number. Like, they're literally, have a funeral, they're dead. Like, just.
I agree.
Move on. And, I don't save their number until, like, I feel like either I really like them or they basically like make me their girlfriend.
Wait, till girlfriend, you don't save the number?
No, if I'm dating someone, I'll save your number. But like until then, or unless we're like a situationship for like 6 months or something, then I'll.
I don't save unless I've been like on a few dates with you. Yeah. From specifically online people.
Yeah.
Because, you know, so many of them, you only go on one date. And I'm like, I don't need, you know.
Yeah.
A Brian Bumble in my phone again. Whatever, right?
Sometimes nicknames are fun, though. Like, I won't save their real name, but, like, sometimes I'll be, like, guy that's hot or, like, ugly in a hot way or something. Like, something.
Jesus. I can't imagine seeing your phone. I'm ugly in a hot way? Like, yeah, you are, actually. Okay. I get some questions from fans every Sunday, so I'm going to do some of these fun questions here with you. I think it'll be great.
Fun.
Let me pull these up. So, guys, if you follow me on Instagram, I take little submissions in my question box, and I've been having a hard time. I mean, sorry, having a fun time answering them with people. So I'm going to do some with Elle today because you seem pretty cut and dry, which I kind of like. Kind of like it. All right, let me pull up. Where's this week? Okay, let's see here. All right. Have you ever done speed dating?
No.
No? Mm-mm. Never? Would you ever do it?
I guess for fun. Why not?
Yeah. I've done it twice. I've done two different ones.
Was it weird?
No, it was not. It's more anxious. Jesus Christ, I cannot speak today. Anxiety inducing of kind of the fear of it, or like, because you've only seen it in movies and it feels like a very, I don't know. Or sometimes you think it feels like a lame thing.
Were there like hot guys there?
Some guys were pretty cute, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I always imagine, like, nerds.
Yeah, I think that's the other thing. People are like, well, what is everyone going to look like?
Yeah.
But
I guess you don't know.
I mean, you don't know till you go.
Yeah.
I'll say this. Speed dating is efficient.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
You only have to dress cute once. You meet eight people or something.
I remembered another rule. I don't like to drink on the first date.
You don't drink at all?
No.
Not even, like, one?
I used to, but I don't anymore.
Interesting. Are you a big drinker in general or not really?
No, but alcohol can really sway my opinion of someone.
Well, yes.
So, and I just don't like wasting my time. And anytime I've drank on a first date, like, I usually waste my time on, because I accept, like, you know, like a second date. And then I'm like, oh my God, you're so boring. I was really doing all the work last time. Like, it was just like my mind.
Okay.
Like, pretending you're fun because the alcohol was yeah. like, you know.
I will do a drink state for a first one, but I'm not a big drinker that it's at max I have two. A lot of times I'll just have one.
Yeah.
But same thing of it's obviously I've had those dates where you're like, this is okay. And then you get drunk and you're like, well, now it's fun.
Yeah.
Now we're having a good time. And it's like, no, you're just drunk.
Exactly.
This person still kind of sucks.
Yeah.
They're not that great. You're not really making a connection.
Yeah.
But I'm curious if someone asks you on a date then and they say, oh, it's going to drink sometime. Do you say like, well, I don't really drink or anything? Or do you just go on the date and like order a Diet Coke?
Diet Coke, or I say coffee date. And then I
just drink coffee.
I never drink a coffee. I'm not crazy. I'd do like a matcha or like a fucking tea or something.
Interesting. I'm not a coffee drinker either.
Yeah.
I actually just went on a coffee date and hilarious. Both of us were not coffee drinkers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what happened?
He ordered a hot chocolate.
That is such a weird order. That's the worst order you could possibly. So is this.
It was like a sit down thing and they did not have matcha. I was bummed. I'm a matcha gal. So I just got like an Earl Grey tea. Yeah.
How did it
go? But it was so funny to be like, oh, neither of us really drink coffee. And we were like, nope. But it was fine. It was one of those nice person, little stiff.
Yeah.
But I left it to if they asked me out again, I would give it a second chance.
Yeah.
That's something I've been trying to do in the past year.
Yeah.
Is not write people off so quickly.
Right.
Because, you know, it's like the whole spark chasing thing.
True.
And sparky people usually are terrible. They're usually very narcissistic.
That's a good point. Yeah. I'm a spark chaser.
A lot of us are. Because you kind of want it. As much as I say, fuck the spark and, you know, it's probably less likely to work out. It's like, but it feels good to go on a date where you feel like, ooh.
Yeah, this is fun.
I'm excited to see them again.
yeah, totally.
So, yeah. And also the environment of the coffee date, it's not sexy.
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to them, but it's like if you're going on coffee dates, especially then I feel like as long as there's no big deal breakers or it's not brutally awful, like conversationally with the person, it's like, give it another one. You did a coffee. Who's really going to shine on a coffee date?
Some people, I guess my theory is that someone will shine or like you'll just like feel a vibe with someone and then you're like, oh, if I vibe on a coffee date. When you order fucking hot chocolate, then I must really like you. By the way, that is such an
We are calling him hot chocolate. That'll be his nickname on the show. If
dude,
he ever comes up with
hot chocolate.
That's his nickname. Because I can't, I mean,
this guy.
I've never had an opportunity to call anyone hot chocolate before. Also hilarious that it is a white man.
Dude,
we're calling hot chocolate.
Who's this guy's mother? Oh my God.
Right. But he was a perfectly nice guy,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Nice guy, good job.
Yeah.
There wasn't any big reasons for me to say no if he was to ask me out again.
Okay.
All right. How about this one? Ready? 3 dates. He's currently on vacation. Plans to see him when he returns. Should I text him while he's away on vacation or hold off?
And you just started texting?
Or they've gone on 3 dates. Let's say they know each other 3 weeks.
Okay, no, don't talk to him while he's on vacation.
Well, I see it as whoever's the one on vacation, it's their job to reach out. Because I don't know what you're doing.
I agree.
Enjoying your time. I don't want to be bothering you on your vacation.
Yeah.
And also, it will be very telling.
Yeah.
This person's sitting around doing nothing, right, essentially. I don't know, maybe they're a super hiker or some bullshit. Either way, it's like if the man has downtime, it'll be very telling. Does he think of you? Does he reach out to see how you're doing?
Yeah.
Do he send you like a little picture from whatever he's doing?
Yeah.
You know, anytime if a guy's into you, I feel like you'll hear from him.
I don't think it's necessarily a negative if he doesn't reach out, but it is an added bonus if he does.
Added bonus.
Yeah.
Added bonus just will show you extra interest. Let's say that he's thinking about you in the absence.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is nice. And we have done research on the show, Men Fall in Love in the Absence.
Oh.
So he might fall in love with you on the strip, girl. You don't know.
Oh, my God. Are all my exes falling in love with me?
They've been gone so long.
Yeah.
They're so in love. Okay. So we did an episode. Actually, it was my other podcast, Finding Mr. Height, about body issues. And they liked the episode. They said, do you have any personal experience or opinion on having general insecurity with yourself?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Okay, ready? Let's start with this. What are we insecure about?
My entire body. I fucking hate it, dude. You will never catch me on stage in a fitted shirt. I'm a tomboy not by choice because I literally can't stand my body.
That's interesting because I feel like I've seen you recently dressing up a little bit for the stage.
I try sometimes because I okay, so recently I have been put at this like crossroads where it's like, I kind of want to stop looking like such a man all the time.
Yes.
But then whenever I dress cute, I'm like, oh, I hate my body.
Really?
You know? I'm okay. Like, oh, gross. Or like whatever. But I don't know. It's just hard, you know?
Oh, no, I totally get it. I mean, I was, you know, one of many people that like gained weight during the pandemic.
Yeah.
My body's very different now than it was however many years ago. I'm also older, all that stuff. So I obviously have body insecurities as well. I mean, a big thing that's been a challenge for me recently is finding clothes that I do feel fit me well.
Yeah.
Because I'm at that, they're calling it mid-size now, by the way. Have we heard of this on
what?
TikTok?
So I swear to God, if anyone calls me mid-size, okay. I will.
All right, well, some of us are mid-size in the room, so please don't. no, but it's basically like, all right, plus size is, you know, I think above what, a size 14?
Yeah.
Like 16 is technically where plus size starts, right?
Okay.
So you have plus size stores, plus size clothing.
Okay.
And then you have, I don't know what.
Yeah.
I don't want to say regular clothing because that's obviously implying if you're not that size, you're not regular. And trust me, I'm not that either.
Yeah.
So whatever. Let's just say you have your like basic Gap store or something. And those sizes go up to about what, 12, 14, whatever. So I'm mid-size. And mid-size is technically when you're basically the largest size at most stores.
Oh.
So that's where I'm at.
Well, that's because you're so tall, dude.
Part of it's tall, but it's also like my body-wise is bigger. Right.
Okay.
Because years ago, I would still be like that largest size of the store, but I could still fit into every store. I'd sometimes be a medium, you know, things like that. But now it's like, oh, a lot of time I'm always large or extra large. And it's a real gamble of is stuff even going to fit me?
Got it.
So right now, I've been more insecure about my body because I've been struggling to find the right clothes.
Got it.
So that's something that I've been trying to do. I actually hired a stylist and then she dropped the fucking ball and I'm so furious.
What?
Yeah, it's a whole thing. She was supposed to give me, you know, whatever, they give you a deck of all your like outfits and stuff that they pick out. And then you order like what you like and you try it on Zoom and they, you know, help you style. But I mainly hired her because I said, I am struggling to find places to even shop.
Yeah.
And I'm exhausted and I don't have the time. And I hate right now having to go into a store and try stuff on. Right.
Yeah.
So I'm like, here's my measurements. You figure out, you know, good places. Cause she dresses a lot of women that are more plus size or mid size. And also dresses comedians. So she understands the being on stage. Like, you want to look good, but you have to be comfortable.
Yeah.
Like, I wore a cute dress last weekend.
Yeah.
I've been trying to dress a little better on stage. But I'm a little bigger than I was. And the dress was, like, riding up.
Okay.
And I kept tugging at it. And I was like, oh, now I'm just. Yeah. I'm in my head. I'm not comfortable. I did not have good sets.
Dude.
I was like, this was not worth looking cute.
Yeah.
I should have been schlumming it. And I would have just been more comfortable and performing better on stage.
Totally.
Right? So, anyway. That's my piece of advice is finding places that fit you is number one.
Mm-hmm.
And then number two is have a couple outfits on hand that you like how you look. You love how you feel in them, especially for dates specifically.
Yeah.
Because the worst is getting a date you're excited about and you feel like I have nothing that fits me or nothing I feel good in. And that's what you need. Stuff that actually fits you right now. Because, you know, I have shit in my closet that I'm like, this is a nice dress. I'm not going to get rid of it yet because if I lose a little bit of weight, I might fit into it, right? Like, you know, but it's depressing as fuck to put that dress on and be reminded.
Yeah, totally.
So that's my advice for, I guess, what I'm going through body insecurity wise.
Yeah. Definitely finding clothes that fit you well. And just, I don't know, whenever I feel like insecure, I try to work out. I mean, I don't necessarily see results, but you know, the adrenaline does trick your brain into thinking like, oh, I look great.
Yeah.
And it's like, you look the same as yesterday.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, here's the other thing that's helped me.
Yeah.
But this is not so easy to find, or I have not had this in a while. When you are dating, there will be a man that is like obsessed with your body and worships your body.
Yeah.
And it is the best feeling in the world.
Yeah.
And that has made me be like, I look fucking great.
You know what's crazy also? Like, when I look at myself in the mirror, I look at, like, I'll even stand in the mirror naked. I'll be like, damn, Elle, you look great. Like, I actually think I look great, like, naked. But then I, like, have my picture taken while I'm on stage and I'm just like, oh, no, that's what I look like. Like,
oh, I have this every day.
It's so weird.
I feel the same way. I'm like, naked. I'm like, I always look great.
Yeah.
And then I put clothes on and I'm like, I look terrible.
What happened?
What happened? The clothes are ruining my body.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But yeah, everybody, first of all, everybody has insecurities, by the way. Men even have some. Fonzie, do you have any?
Yeah.
What would be yours? Do you want to share with the fans? You got your mic?
Huh?
What? Anything?
Penis size.
Penis size. No. Oh, yeah. Every man is always worried about the dick size. Always. He's got a girlfriend anyway, listeners. But wait, do you still have that girlfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're in love. Ayo. Okay. Let's do one more. Okay. Someone asked me about the We Met at Acme rules. You ever heard that podcast?
Say what?
We Met at Acme rules.
No, what's that?
It's this other girl's pod. I don't know. We probably don't have time to get into all hers. We actually indirectly talked about some. Some of your rules kind of align with hers, like the, not getting drunk on dates specifically. Yeah. Like only do 2 drinks max is one of hers that I like. That's one that I like. Some I don't agree with. How about this one? Because this was hard to answer in a short term. What is too slow when in a new relationship?
I was in like a really toxic another one.
Not the distance guy, different one.
Different one, and where we'd only hang out once a week, and he would only text me once a week, and we would hang out once a week.
And was the text just to plan?
Yeah, just to plan.
And I had this. And at the beginning, it's okay because you're like, you know, what, 2 dates, whatever, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, at a certain point, you're like, there should be some build here.
Yeah.
There should be a little more.
I should be allowed. It's not that, you know, they were never like, you're not allowed to text me, but I don't feel like you want me to text me if you're never texting me.
Yeah. You're just never thinking of me is what it feels like.
Yeah.
Yeah, because someone else submitted a question. I did answer this on my Instagram about the person would never text them and like they were older. And she's like, is that a generational thing? And I said, yes. But are you hearing from them ever?
Yeah.
Like, sure, they might not text you, but like people that don't like texting will call you.
Yeah.
There's something.
And I feel like it's either intentional in the way they want you to know, like, this is barely anything, or they just really don't think about you. And they're both of those things are pretty brutal. So.
Yeah. So the one that was only hitting you up once a week.
Yeah.
Only seeing them once a week.
Yeah.
How long did you end up dating that person?
We never dated, but I think it was like 2 months.
But that's dating. I would say it's dating. Yeah. They're taking you out on dates. But you're like, 2 months. You're like, okay.
Yeah.
Should be getting more than this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I had same thing. I've had that situation before too. So part of it is what's the speed you want to go, obviously. But if you feel that it's only once a week and I want more, first of all, I say just ask for more.
Yeah.
Just be like, hey, I'd like to, you know, see you more. I, you know, like what we're going, what we're doing, blah, blah, blah.
Just like talk more. If they have initiate. Busy, yeah. Something.
Because this is what happened to me the last time I was in something like this, right? I would be annoyed I'm not hearing from them, not getting the texting in between the 1 date a week, right? However, I was like, Erica, do you ever think of something to tell this man and text him? And the answer was no. Like, I was like, you're not naturally thinking of anything to say to this man.
Yeah.
And like stopping yourself. That's not what I was doing.
Yeah.
Because I'm not that type. I'm like, yeah, I got something to say. I'll have something to say. And I was like, you don't even have anything to say to this person, but you're still mad that they're not texting you.
Yeah.
So you're like, what? It's not like a real connection that's happening.
Yeah.
Again, it's ego. You're like, well, it should be.
Yeah.
Well, they want to see me once
a week. Nothing to say, but they should be reaching out. I would not respond, but it is fucked up.
Right? You're like, I mean, I'm not thinking of you, but you should be thinking of me.
You
should have something to say to me. You should ask me how my day is, huh?
Yeah.
Or whatever.
We're so fucked up.
I don't think we're that fucked up, but we do have a few similarities. This has been very interesting. You are Italian, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then maybe that's what it is.
Well, we're all like manipulative. Manipulative.
Are we?
I think Italian women, like the stereotype is like they're manipulative.
See, I don't think I am, or at least I'm not very good at it. due to my track record of always the you're really great speech.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. Well, I have said this before. I am more like an Italian man.
Yeah.
Which is, they're not manipulative. They're very direct people.
I feel like me
too. And
that's
how I am.
But I feel like I am a little manipulative.
But you like the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I was little, I remember my dad even saying to me, like I was in middle school or something. I think I like some boy, and he said something of like, there's, you know, it's a chase, it's a game.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? Like, I did not understand what he was saying.
Yeah.
I was like, he either likes me or he doesn't like me. I don't have time for this.
Yeah.
Looking into middle school. I was like, who has the time? Who has the time?
I have a company to run.
The dance is in a few months. Yeah. Okay. Is it going to be my date or not? Because I'll ask somebody else. Like, I was very like, you don't want to go with me? All right. What are you doing? And I just look at somebody else.
That's great.
You know, I'm just, like most Italians, I just run my life like a business.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I think that's the key to success in love, right? Isn't it?
Always be closing.
A little bit. Yeah. Always be closing. Anyway, but I think that's it for today. This has been so fun.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for coming on the show. Guys, if you're not already following Elle, follow her. She's _ELLE, yep. Orlando _.
Yep.
Very funny comic and performs all over.
Hell
so,
yeah.
Check her out. And I think she has a pod coming out somewhat soon.
Maybe. At some point. You could follow me and find out.
Yeah, she probably will. Probably will.
Yeah.
But anyway, thank you for coming on again.
Thanks for having me.
Again, guys, send us any questions you have, any TikToks you want to discuss on the show, at Shooters Gotta Shoot Pod, or my personal Instagram, @Sparica. So thank you all for listening. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.